English. Is that right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting from Vishnu Purana. As I have told you the other day, there are 18 Puranas. Sattvic Purana, Rajasic Purana and Tamasic Purana. The whole scheme of Vedic culture is to reclaim all fallen conditioned souls to the platform of transcendental reality. That is the scheme. There are different states of human understanding according to the association of the qualities. The living being is just like a spark of the complete fire. Brahma is the complete fire. And the living entities are just like spark. The equality is for a Brahma, an individual living entity, on the qualitative basis. The quality is the same. Brahma, Parabrahma, Jivatma, Brahma, spiritual and Paramatma or Parameshwara. He is supreme, complete. The Vishnu Purana is for the persons who are on the platform of Satoguna, those who are associating with the modes of goodness. This is not correct that everyone is on the same platform. Generally, at the present moment, people are in the platform of tamoguna and rajoguna mixed. So one has to rise to the platform of sattvaguna. And then, after transcending the sattvaguna also, when one is situated in Shuddha Sattva or pure Sattva, in this material world, even Sattva-guna is sometimes contacted with Rajaguna and Tamasa. It is not completely pure. No guna is pure. It is mixed up always. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, one has to transcend these gunas and then God realization or understanding of Krishna can be achieved. That the devotional service, Vaidhi Bhakti, the process of rendering devotional service to the Lord according to the prescribed regulatory principles in the Shastra helps us to transcend all these qualities. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan samati taitana brahma bhuyayakal. Who? মার সব ব্যবচারিণী ভক্তি যোগী না যাচ্ছে এনিওয়ান হু ইজ এনগেজড ইন পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস টু দি লর্ড হি ইজ ইমিডিয়েটলি অন দি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল পজিশন এবং সার্পাসিং দি থ্রি গুণান সগুণান গুণান বহু আছে পুরনাম এই Therefore, we are speaking Krishna consciousness. If somehow or other one takes to Krishna consciousness, he immediately becomes liberated. Because Krishna says that Sagunan Samatita Yitana Brahma Bhuyasu. That is a practical application we are now experiencing while preaching in the Western world. The Western world, as you know, 99% they are in the tamogo and rajogo. They are very active, working day and night. We are also here in India. That is Rajagun. And Tamagun ignorance and Rajagun passion. Rajagun is better than the Tamagun in the sense, in the Tamagun people are lazy, sleeping, lethargic. But in the Rajagun they are active. But they are active only for sense reality. So Rajastam, go. So we have to make further progress to be situated in Satogu. So Vishnu Puran, Lord Chaitanya quotes from the Vishnu Puran, Vishnu Sakti para prokta ketra gnatka tatha para avidya, karma sangha, anya, tritiya, satyarishya. The Brahma is not nishakti, as some philosophers, Mayavadi philosophers, they say the Brahma is inactive. He is not inactive. He is parasya brahmana shakti, Sarvedam Akhilam Jagat. Sarvedam Akhilam Jagat. His energies are active. The example is, just like fire, just like the sun. Sun is situated in one place, and this sun's energy are working, heat and light. Heat and light is what? And the whole material creation is resting on the heat and light of the sun. That's the fact. Similarly, this sun is only reflection. Just like moon is reflection of the sunlight. Similarly, this sun is also reflection of the Brahma Jyoti. And what is that Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is the bodily rays, effulgent rays of Krishna. You have seen Krishna's head is always alright. That rays is distributing different energy. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. That energy is, and multi-energies are coming out. Just like from sunlight. So many things are sunlight, emanate. So many energies are coming. All colors, everything, all material existence is due to the sunlight. Similarly, the whole creation, whole material and spiritual creation that is resting on the rays emanating from the bodily effulgence of Krishna. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti su asesu vasudhadi vibhuti jinnam. Tad brahma nishtalam ananta vasesu bhutam. Govinda mahadi purisham tamahamaya. It is the prayer from Brahma. The Brahma is the prabha or the effulgence of Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. First of all, the Brahma Jyoti is coming and Krishna also says, Brahma na aham pratistha. Brahma is not ultimate. Brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavan iti sarva. First realization is Brahma, impersonal Brahma. Then paramatma. And then bhagavan. So bhagavan is the ultimate. Matta paratana nannat asti kinti dhananya. The Brahma Tattva, impersonal Brahma Tattva, is not ultimate. The ultimate is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. There is the Vedic and Bhagavad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore quoting from different Vedic literature to prove that the absolute truth is person, Saraisadya Purna, full with six opulences, as in the Parashat Sutra, there is Saraisadya Samakra. When Krishna was present, he exhibited full strength of six kinds of opulences. So, the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the fact. That is the Vedic verse. It is not that some of the Krishna's devotees have taken Krishna as the Supreme, or he is originally impersonal and he takes a form accepting the material body. These are not right conclusions. In the Kuma Purana, it is said that there is no distinction between the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and soul. The Mahavadi philosopher, they distinguish that Krishna's soul is different from his body. That is Mahavadi philosophy. But that is not the fact. There is no such difference from this sound. Just like Dr. Radha Krishna says that it is when the verse Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji Mahanava Suru Mami was the Patamsa. So Dr. Radha Krishna says that this Manmana means to it is meaning the inner soul of Krishna. He does not know that there is no difference between Krishna and his soul. His soul and body is the same. So these things are creating havoc in the matter of understanding Krishna. Instead of taking Bhagavad Gita as it is, persons who have no knowledge practically or poor fund of knowledge, they are commenting in different ways and people are misled. As sometimes our this European Americans, they say it frankly that for many hundreds of years the Bhagavad Gita was known in Europe and America, and many Swamis went there. They gave reference to the Bhagavad Gita, but there was not a single devotee of Krishna. Not a single devotee. Prior to this movement, Krishna consciousness, there are not a single devotee of Krishna, as you are finding. Now Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, and they are understanding rightly, and they are becoming devotees. Anyone who will read Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any mal or commentation, he'll become devotee of Krishna. And when he becomes a devotee of Krishna, accepted the principles, Krishna is all in all, Vasudeva Sarvamishi, Sa Mahatma Sudurya. That position we have to attain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching is based on that principle. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam. That is his. He is Krishna also. According to Vedic evidences, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna. He belongs to the category of Krishna. But he is playing the part of a devotee of Krishna in order to teach us how to love Krishna, how to approach Krishna. As such, if we accept the process enunciated by Lord Chaitanya, then it is very easy to approach Krishna. To approach Krishna is not very easy job, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasrishu kasti jatatishu jatatamadhi siddhan kotishyati mahamune. That is also stated in the Padma Purana, that muktanamadhi siddhan, those who are mukta, to become mukta, that is also difficult job. Out of many millions of jnanis, one becomes mukta, really liberated. And out of many millions of muktas are liberated, kashchit desimam tattvata, kashchit, not all. Somebody may understand what is Krishna. So it is so difficult job. But Krishna is so kind that he has appeared as a devotee of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. And he is giving you the mercy, causeless mercy, so that you can understand Krishna very easily. That is the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should always know that to understand Krishna is very difficult, especially for this age, when people are very much fallen. Manna sumanna matayo manna bhagya jupadhuta. The people of this age, they are very slow. They practically, they have no intention for utilizing this human form of life. Generally, people, especially in the Western countries, they are simply interested like animals, eating, feeding, eating, sleeping, mating, and different. That's all. We are also imitating in India. We have also made our business. This is animal business. So, therefore, manda, they are not at all interested. As Krishna, as a devotee, descendant, on this planet, Lord Chaitanya, to canvass for Krishna. Similarly, we, as his servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are canvassing door to door. That is our business. Prabhupada Saraswati, he has taught us how to canvass door to door for accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. What is that? The process is Dante Nidhaya Tinaka. Padayo Nipasya. Kakusatam Kritya Chahang Brabhim. Prabhupada Saraswati, who has a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who started in Vrindavan, the Radharaman temple, perhaps you know. So this Prabhupada Saraswati was a grihastha, a householder. Later on, after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted sannyas. Then he wrote a book, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, very nice book. In that, this verse appears. His canvas on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or on behalf of Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Radha and Krishna. That is the body of the Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vijiti Alladini Sakshi Rasma Ikaat Manavati Deho Bhidau Gatauta Chaitanyatham Prakata Madhuna Taddayam Shirkumatham Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Navami Krishna Sarupa. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Radha and Krishna. That is the, this sloka is made by Sarup Damodar Goswami, who was personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us very the easiest process to approach Krishna. Krishna is not easily approachable, especially in this age. Because the Bhagavad says, manda asamanda matayo, they are very slow, they are reluctant, and they don't care for the opportunity they have got. This is a great opportunity, I have got this human form of life. Once missed, we do not know what is the loss. We do not know what is going to happen in our next life. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, it is guaranteed that you get another human form of life. Sutinam sumatangihi yuga brastha sanjya. Not only human form of life, you get in a very good family. That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita. So my Guru Maharaj used to say, don't take the risk of waiting for another life. Finish this business, Krishna consciousness, in this life. In this life. Because there is no certainty. So, our propaganda is, take to this moment, Krishna consciousness. Don't risk. Take to Krishna consciousness. What is that Krishna consciousness? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mahang namaskuru. That's all. Always think of Krishna. It's very difficult job. You see, it's a girl, and she says it is not difficult. He's not saying without any understanding. She has the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Manmana, always thinking of Krishna. If you chant this mantra and hear Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there is no expenditure, there is no loss. You can chant this mantra while walking on the street, while passing in train or in bus. What is loss? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kuvalam. Kalo Nasiva, 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 Vatidandam. People are crying for vote. But they are not inclined to chant Hare Krishna. Crying, give me vote, give me vote, give me vote, give me vote. How wasting their time. What they do, getting votes. How long they remain a minister. But, manda sumandamatayu, their opinion is very bad. Sumandamat. Or they do not take any right conclusion. And Bhagavad Gita says, tat bhavati alpamedhasa, antavastu phalam tesa. These activities, they are temporary, will end within some years, but still they are so much busy with these issues. Therefore, this kind of occupation is for the alpamedhasa. Those who have got very little brain substance. Medha means brain substance. So these things are there. Mannāyasa manna mata, manna bhāgya, or very poor. In this age, practically, everyone is very poor. Mostly the population. You don't think that in America there is no poor man. Very poor man. Although they are getting money. Very large sum of money, but they are utilizing in different way, and they are poor, there are many poor. Intentionally, they have become poor. So, therefore, it is called Manna Bhagya, that this each word of the Vedic scripture is so nice, that in spite of, in America, I think, in spite of ample money and resources, some people have voluntarily accepted to remain as very poor and wretched. Voluntary. They like that. They have no systematic life. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Manna Bhagya, we are unfortunate. In despite all facilities, we shall not be able to access. That is called misfortune. Not that in the absence of money and other facilities one becomes unfortunate, but even in the presence of all these things one is unfortunate. That is the characteristics of this age. Manna sumanna matayu manna bhagya vipadyu. So, in this age, how it is possible to become siddha? Muktano kuri siddhyana kuri sapima narayana parayana. Narayana parayana is not very easy job. Muktano kuri siddhyana kuri sapima. But this is the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is compassionate. Seeing the fallen souls of this age, he is distributing Krishna prema so cheaply. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna. Krishna. Simply by chant. Yahaite sarva siddhi sayyotama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessed. Everyone. Said, be blessed. Take this. benediction of chanting Hare Krishna mantra and be blessed. So I should be give up this opportunity. That is our Prabhananda. We are just like Prabhananda Saraswati is imploring Dante Nidhara Sinaka, you know, in India, when one becomes very humble, submitting, he takes a straw in his mouth. Perhaps you know, even in the village, still it is going on. That I have become a very humble, submissive to you. Dante Nidhara Sinaka, Paduru Nipatya, and falling down on your feet, Krishyatu Kaku Satam, and flattering you in 100 times, Aham Brahmini, I am just submitting before you one request. What is that? Hey Sadhava, you are very great, you are very nice, and you are all sadhus, but my request is, Sakalameva Vihara Dhyaya, whatever you have learned, please set aside for the time. Please set aside. Sakalameva Vihara Dhyaya. Throw it out. Then, what to do? Sakalameva Vihara Dhyaya, Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kruta Anudam. Please submit yourself on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, Krishna says that Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vaja, people need sannyas too. Therefore, Chaitanya says he took sannyas so that it is a custom in our country that a sannyasi is offered a threat. That is our Vedic system. If one does not show any respect to a sannyasi, he has to pass one, that is Indian. So still, India, they do not disrespect a sannyasi, although many so-called sannyasis are taking advantage of this. That is another subject. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas so that people may respect him, and simply by respecting him, he will be liberated. He is so kind. Rupa Goswami, he offered his respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was Prime Minister in Rama Hussain Shah's government. He retired and took to the path of Lord Chaitanya. And when he first met at Allahabad, he offered this prayer. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. My dear Lord, you are so ministerial, you are so liberal. Then all incarnate, you are liberal, you are merciful than Krishna also. So Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are offering love of Krishna. It is so difficult to understand Krishna, but you are so kind that you are directly offering love of Krishna. Not only understanding, but also developing your dormant love for Krishna. So this is the and mercy, causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and he simply prescribes that he chants this mantra. As you see, his voice and chanting, how they are in excess, immediately on the transcendental platform. Immediately. Not only here, everywhere where they are chanting, in every temple, if you see, the advantage of these boys and girls is that they have no other hug thoughts in their head. They directly accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They directly accept the instruction of Lord Chaitanya and their Vaishnava. Their fortune is that their brain is not congested with hodgepodge ideas. That is it. They actually, Sarvadhanmahan Paritpadya, Mahameka, they have given up all other occupation and have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality. So, India also, we can do that. What is the difference? We must do this. We must accept this. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam and surrender unto him. That is intelligent. Krishna says, Bonam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Vang Prabhadvate. We are cultivating knowledge. Krishna says, after cultivation of knowledge for many, many births, not in one life, but many, many births, one can actually intelligent, Janava, actually wise, he is surrendered. Why should you wait for many, many births? Supposing that you are very intelligent, you are very wise, you are speculating. But, according to Bhagavad Gita, why should you waste your time in that way? Speculative. Panthasukuti sadavasta sampradhamma. The speculating process will not help you. Tirangadishana. Athapi tirim padam vijadvayam prasada lesanu grihita janati tattam. Sajana eko vishiram viti. One has not received the favor of the lotus feet of Krishna. It is not possible to understand Krishna. Bhaktosi, Priyosime. That's why Arjuna understood Krishna. Because he was a bhakta, he was a dear friend of Krishna. So you have to be that. A dear friend. A bhakta of Krishna, then you will understand what is Bhagavad Gita, and then you will be able to surrender unto it. And the beginning of this devotional service is Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasya. Simply you hear. Savanam, first beginning, Savanam, then Kirtanam. In this way, gradually, you make advance in devotional service, and Krishna says, Bhaktyamama Vijana. See? Anyone who wants to understand me, he has to follow the bhakti principle. Then he will understand me. Not any other person. So our request is, like Prabhupada Saraswati taught, Dante Nidharatinatam Padayuna Pitta Kakusatam Kritvatahang Brahmini He Sadhava Sakara. Whatever you learn for the time being, forget. Forget. Simply take to Krishna consciousness and you'll be happy. Thank you very much.
He
becomes a man, after religion, becomes Bhagavan. No. He becomes the servant of Bhagavan. He is servant of Bhagavan. Realization means when he realizes that I am servant, eternal servant of Bhagavan. That is reality.
So he realizes that he is not Bhagavan.
No. Servant of Bhagavan.
Different from Bhagavan.
Yes. Sadhiji Mukti there is, but devotee does not accept Sadhiji Mukti. Sadhiji Sarupa Salakpa Sanipa. There are five kinds of Mukti, but Sadhiji Mukti is not accepted by the devotee. But if anyone likes Sarvajna Mukti, that is not difficult for Krishna to offer it Sarvajna.
So a man can never become Bhagavan.
Now, how you can be Brahma?
And you have become Brahma also?
The Brahma is already.
He is already Brahma.
Yes.
And Paramatma is not.
Yes. Paramatma is Parabrahma. There are two words, Brahma and Parabrahma.
So it is Parabrahma?
Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is accepting Krishna. Parabrahma param dhyanam, pavitram paramam bhavam. Arjuna is accepting Krishna as the Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma.
Why
do you say that in the Sodhi Nara, that Prabhupada ji Tulsi Das ka hai. Mahi janat mahi ha jaye, to mahi to hai hi hai. Ab hone ka kya? Brahma, every living entity is Brahma. Because part and parcel of Supreme Brahma. Just like particle of gold is gold. Mamai vāsa jīva rūpa. Sister says that these jiva, they are my parts and parcels. As part and parcel, they are also Brahma. Just like the particles of gold is gold. But it is particle. And that is mine. Spark. Spark of fire is fire. But that is qualitatively one. Not
quantity.
Why are you quoting Aurobindo? There are many saints. Quote from Devi Gita. There are many saints. Why don't you touch Bhagavad Gita?
Yes,
yes? Do you think Aurobindo is better than Krishna?
Yes,
yes. Huh? He says he is better than Krishna?
Yes.
Then he is a nonsense. If anyone says like that. What he has done better than Krishna? Why do you accept like that? What he has done, the greater than Krishna. Don't say like that, unauthorized. He is greater than Krishna. Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanna Kinti Vasti Dhanamya. And he says, who is greater than Krishna? Anyone can say like that, I am greater than Krishna. So why do you accept like that? Unless you see practically that you have done greater than Krishna. Then I suppose if I say, I'm greater than the President of the United States, would you accept? Because you have created so many rascal dharma, therefore you have to give it up. Yes, and what is that dharati? What is your position? You are servant. You cannot give up your servitude. All of you, you have assembled here. Can you say you are masters? You are all servants. Is anyone that you are the master, supreme master? Who is the master? You are all servants. But you are servant of Maya. That's all. You are servant of your senses. Your senses dictate something and you are obliged to abide by that. So you have to give up the service attitude of Maya and you have to take the real service of Krishna. That is your service. Constitutionally you are servant, nothing but servant. Artificially you are saying that I am master. Nobody is master. That's everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vivek Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. That is the real identity of Jiva. He is eternal servant of Krishna. So as soon as you accept that position, you are liberated. That is your natural position. Your constitution is a servant, artificial you are thinking a must. That is must. Krishna Bhuliya Ji is Bhagavan Chakare, Pasati Mahatare Japutiya Dhare. Why we have come in contact with Maya? Because artificially we are thinking that I am the Lord. Everyone is trying to be Lord here in this material world. And when he is frustrated, he says, it is false. Nobody is master, everyone is servant. Try to understand this fact. Who is not a servant here? Is anyone? Says, I am not servant, anyone servant. Everyone servant. If anyone has nothing to serve, he keeps a dog and cat and becomes a servant of the dog and cat. I see in America. He has no family, responsibility, still he keeps the dog and starts older and he says the dog is the best thing. Because you want to serve. That is your attitude. That is your constitution position. You want to serve. You want to love somebody. And what is misplaced, that is maya. When it is properly done, that is liberation. Yes.
And I think Radharani helps the man to be
Krishna. Yes, Radharani and Yajasi, Sukrishna Sari, Devi Prakriti Mahasrita, Mahatmanasthu, Mahatmanasthu, Devi Prakriti Mahasrita. You have to take shelter of a spiritual energy or material energy. That is your position. Therefore, you are marginal energy. So when you take shelter of the material energy, you forget Krishna. And when you take shelter of spiritual energy, you understand your real position.